Tales from Mossy Bottom Farm. The Flock Factor. Written by Martin Howard and read by Justin Fletcher. Chickens, Sean thought. Why did they have to be so cruel? Crossing his front legs, he tapped a hoof at them. If they were so talented, why didn't they put on a show? The chickens went into a huddle, still sniggering. For a while, only a low clucking could be heard. Along with the occasional "meow" of chicken giggling. Then, a cockerel, chest puffed up, emerged from the group as a hen lifted up a boombox. With a flick of her wing, she hit play. A heavy beat filled the meadow.
Bark, 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 bark,
rapped the hens, swaying from one foot to the other. The rooster somersaulted. Legs whirling, he landed on a wingtip, then flipped to his feet, bobbing in time with the music. After diving forwards, he spun on his beak, then fell into a pose, head resting on one wingtip, legs crossed. The message was clear. Beat that! Sean gulped. Uh-oh. He blinked and looked around. Every sheep in the flock was gaping at the chickens. Bitzer, Sean noticed, had missed the whole thing. His face screwed up with effort. He was still on his knees performing a twiddly guitar solo. The crowd in his head was going wild. Sean looked back at the cockerel and slowly nodded. He wasn't going to be beaten by a bunch of chickens. The chickens folded their wings. The cockerel crowed scornfully. Sheep couldn't perform. When was the last time a sheep had a hit single or sold out a stadium concert? All sheep were good at was looking stupid and eating grass. Sean scowled and nodded again, more firmly. The farm would have its own talent show. Sheep versus chickens. The competition was on.